Well, time now to have a look at betting for this week. We'll be taking a look at three of the main events in golf around the world, starting first with the Northern Trust Open, a new event. Well, it's not exactly a new event. It's been previously held over at the Riviera Country Club, but it now becomes the first of the FedEx Cup playoffs, and it has been played at the Ridgewood Country Club in New Jersey, in Paramus, New Jersey, where an event has been played there previously. The Barclays event was played there previously. The last time that was held was back in 2014 at that particular venue and was also played in 2010. So there's a little bit of disclosed form. We'll get to that in a moment. The CP Women's Open is the next event on the LPGA Tour, being played at a new venue for the first time in Regina in Saskatchewan. And the Czech Masters, we do have a regular venue for this event, the Albatross Golf Resort in Prague in the Czech Republic, the home of the D&D Real Czech Masters. Why don't we begin first with the Northern Trust Open, where so many of the leading players in the world are assembled. Dustin Johnson is at around about $10, two wins and twice third in his last six starts this season. Not so good at the PGA Championship, admittedly, but when you consider the quality of his play and his performances generally over the last 12, 18 months or so, it's been a phenomenal run, so I suppose we can forgive him one ordinary performance at the PGA, 28th. A lot of people would think that was very good, but I suppose for Dustin Johnson, who's been in such great shape in recent times, it hasn't been such a good finish, although generally he's still playing very well. He's a previous winner of this event, although not at this venue, admittedly, but he deserves to be the favourite because of his standing in the game, his consistent performances generally, and that he is the world standout player in the world at the moment. Jason Day was runner-up at this venue in 2014. He was fifth in 2010, also at this venue. He's had a lot of solid finishes of late, not exactly spectacular finishes, but he's been there or thereabouts on a number of occasions. And given the fact that he's played reasonably well at this venue, then I think Jason Day has to be a consideration at $13. Brooks Koepka's at $15. Now, I know he hasn't played at this venue before, but really, he could just about win anywhere at the moment, you would think. He's at $15. Tiger Woods is at $15. Great intrigue about his prospects. He was 12th at this venue in 2010, his last start at this particular venue. He's been playing very close to winning form in recent starts, including at the Open Championship and the PGA Championship. So I think Tiger Woods has got to be a consideration this week to win for the first time on the PGA Tour for several years, and he brings a lot of intrigue to the tournament as well. There is a player that I think might be some good value at longer odds, and that's Stuart Sink. He's had a couple of good finishes at this venue, and he's really playing well now. He was fourth at the PGA Championship, second at the Travelers a month or so earlier. He's at $81, Stuart Sink, and he's a resurgent Stuart Sink to a large extent, so I think those players will be the players that are worth keeping an eye on. So Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods, and Stuart Sink, if you fancy a player for longer odds. The Australians in the field, Jason Day, we've already mentioned Jason Day. Adam Scott won this tournament in 2013, but at this particular venue, he's been 15th in 2014, 9th in 2010, and he did finish a very, very respectable third at the PGA Championship just a couple of weeks ago. So I think Adam Scott and Jason Day are the standouts amongst the four Australians in the field: Jason Day, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Cameron Smith. We'll move north to Canada, to the CP Women's Open, the LPGA Tour event this week, as I mentioned earlier, in Saskatchewan. Soo-Hyun Park won last year, and not at this venue, admittedly, and she did win last week. It's a bit hard to go past her, but she's at $15. I think those are amazing odds for the world number one. In most betting agents, she's at $15, and I really think that that's a steal. I think she's got a great chance to win again. I know she can be a little bit inconsistent. She'll win and miss a couple of cuts and win again. But I think now that she seems to have found a level of consistency about her game, I think at $15, Soo-Hyun Park is very good value. Inji Cheng has been third at her last two starts in this event, admittedly at other venues, but I think Inji Cheng must be respected. There's something about Canada that clearly she likes. Ariya Jutanegan seems to put herself in position to win most weeks. Sometimes she gives the field a bit of a start before she storms home. But she is such an exciting, exhilarating player, and I think she's got to be a factor this week. Brooke Henderson's playing at home, and I think in many ways that probably serves against her. I know she has every reason to be inspired by the Canadian crowd, as she has so often been. But it's a real big task to try and perform in front of a home crowd where there are just so many expectations. So despite the fact that she's playing very well at present, this is a big task for her this week. So-Yeon Ryu is playing pretty well of late. She's had plenty of good finishes. She was second at the KPMG PGA Championship. She was third at the British Open. She wasn't quite so good last week, So-Yeon Ryu, but she was a winner of this event back in 2014. Admittedly, it was in another venue, but she seems to be playing very well at the moment, and I think So-Yeon Ryu deserves some sort of respect this week. Lydia Ko has been a three-time winner of this event. There's something about the air in Canada that seems to suit her. She's been on the edge of contention of late as the New Zealander. She's a three-time winner of the event, and I think, who knows, that love affair with Canada might be enough to elevate her just to another level and get her across the line this week, Lydia Ko. So those are the players we'll be keeping an eye on. Obviously, the likes of Minji Lee, Suo, Hannah Green, and other Australians will be keeping an eye on. But certainly, in terms of the more fancy players, Sung Hyun Park, for me, at $15 is the standout, especially given the value. Inji Chung, Ariya Jitanyagan, Brooke Henderson, So-Yeon Ryu, and Lydia Ko are the other players that we'll be keeping an eye on there at the CP Women's Open in Saskatchewan in Canada. On the European tour, the Czech Masters has been played at a long-time venue, the Albatross Golf Resort in Prague, in Czechoslovakia. Thomas Peters is the standout in terms of the class of player that he is. He was second in this event in 2016 at this venue. He won in 2015. He was sixth recently at the PGA Championship. He was sixth at the Scottish Open. He's a course specialist. Admittedly, he's at $7, so not particularly good odds. And I think if you were trying to find some better value, then I really think Eddie Pepperell, who was fifth last year, fifth in 2014, good form on the golf course, sixth at the Open Championship, second at the Scottish Open. He did win the Qatar Masters earlier this year. So Eddie Pepperell for mine at $17 represents some very good value. Amongst the Australians, Lucas Herbert was fifth in Sweden last week. He continues to impress as he chases the European Tour card. Scotty Hearn's form is a bit of a roller coaster at the moment, but he's done enough of late to be a factor. This is his first time at this event, admittedly, so that is some sort of a concern. And Jason Scrivener was fifth last year. He has been struggling of late, admittedly, but that fifth last year might serve to inspire him to a slightly better performance this week. But it's hard for me to go past Thomas Peters as the logical hot favourite to win the event. But I think if you're trying to find some value in the tournament, then Eddie Pepperell is the man at $17 or thereabouts on many of their betting agencies. I really think, as I said earlier, that represents some very good value. So enjoy your betting this week. Bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.